This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Folks, I'm talking about the Texas shooter here, and I want you to remember, I want you to think about these words, these terms that I'm mentioning here. Plan, mentally ill, not doing their job. Grooming for an agenda, cover-ups, and how important it is for citizens to protect yourselves with firearms, because the official authorities are not only not going to do it, they're going to cover up and basically even arrest you and handcuff you. And I'm going to mention some of these articles. And I'm already omitting articles during the breaks because I have so many articles on questionable timelines of the shooting from the so-called official authorities not matching up, and I'm just going to classify it generally like that because of time. Next, Texas school gunman once sliced his face with knife for fun, in quotes. Next, Salvador Ramos filmed video with bag of dead cats. Remember, for so many years, folks, I used to always preface a lot of these articles, oh, I bet you think I'm making this stuff up. I bet most people now know we are not making this stuff up. Next, Uvalde massacre was a planned stand-down operation. Law enforcement saved their own children while the parents were pepper-sprayed and handcuffed and forced to stand down. People were corrupt to the bone. The United States may be, right now, the most corrupt nation in the world. And I don't say that lightly. Next, Uvalde killer Salvador Ramos threatened rape and mass school shootings on French social media app weeks before this heinous crime. People, come on. Next, Uvalde mother placed in handcuffs by federal marshals for attempting to enter the school and save her child while Ramos was on a killing spree. You can't make this stuff up, people. You can't. Next, shooter's grandfather says someone else bought him weapons and taught him how to fire. Are you connecting the dots, people? Every baby in the forest can see how this is planned. Next, Texas Department of Public Safety official says cops were reluctant to take out a Uvalde shooter because they could have been shot. Think about the confidence to people who are on these psychotropic drugs. Think about how they think nothing's going to happen to them or that the cops are going to do nothing. The powers that be are literally throwing out the red carpet for false flags left and right until they take away our weapons to protect ourselves when no one else is obviously going to do it. We are literally being set up for martial law. We are literally being set up to be a full-fledged banana republic. I want to remind everybody listening around the world, what the United States, when we use the term banana republic, that was referred to a failed state. That means no elections, nothing legal anyway. And we have to beware of what is happening, people. When we trade freedom and liberty for phony security, we're going to lose everything. Everything that our ancestors and fellow Americans fought, bled, and died for. Next, young children. The Democrats have blood on their hands, people. At the very least, every parent, and look, I know it's expensive. I know it's hard. But if you get people who have been in the private sector for a minimum of 15 years and has skill sets and is well-read, it wouldn't be hard to get volunteers. Heck, you can get 30 volunteers to homeschool children, and you have a guest speaker once per month to come in and actually teach things to people, to kids. And
we could
always
be the
have
guest,
a parent
Rich,
in the room.
We could be the guest speakers.
Absolutely.
Right here. Right
Absolutely.
Here from USA Preparedness.
We've been calling for self-sufficiency preparedness schools for years, and homeschooling was just one part of it. Okay, I got to move on here, Vince. This is what happens when you give up your guns. That's the title of this article. Australia announces 2 years in prison for violating COVID rules. Look, there doesn't have to be legitimacy or rule of law, due process behind anything. They just sell a narrative, and you go to jail or get executed or go to internment camps, a.k.a. concentration camps, people. Next. U.S. News retired federal agent regularly communicated with the Buffalo, I just switched to Buffalo here, the Buffalo gunman in private Discord chat room. Can you see what's happening, people? Traitors and sellouts are grooming and cultivating people on psychotropic drugs to create heinous crimes, so the agenda of consolidating power, money, and control goes to just a few of the elite families in the world. Next, Department of Homeland Security releases a terrorist who entered the U.S. illegally. Do you really think they care about crime or heinous crime or gun laws? No! They want to take us down. And Michael Moore, we all know who this guy is, says we need a moratorium on gun sales. Quote, time to repeal the Second Amendment. You can't make this crap up. His bodyguard was just arrested. All these people, whether it be Hollywood, Washington, D.C., it doesn't matter. Any venue that they go to, they have people guarding them with guns, even machine guns. This is why we need practice what you preach laws. This is not rocket science, folks. You will let the people who are getting their quotes published are the people who are American sellouts, traitors, treasonous, seditious cowards who want to keep natural resources and freedom and liberty only for themselves. Next, New York City subway killer had 19 prior arrests, but was free due to bail reform. It has nothing to do with murder or guns. The illegal criminals are always, always, always going to be able to get them. I wish we had more time to talk about this, but I don't. So what I'm going to do is, I talked about school briefly in the beginning example, so I'm going to mention a few articles on that, because I just touched on why don't we all homeschool. I know it's expensive. I know it's hard to do. But I can't see any other way to go at this point in time, folks. Virginia, tell me if you really want to keep your kids in school. Virginia parents protest policy changes that expand discipline for students who misgender or deadname other students. You can't make this crap up. Next, Broward County schools promote transgenderism. Next, you're not going to believe this, people. Biden to withhold federal funds for schools that don't allow boys to use girl bathrooms. This is why the school does this. Their unions, their teachers, they care about everybody working for the state. All they care about, well, not all, but their number one priority is their own paycheck, benefit package, and pension. That's it. Okay? The secondary things about caring about schools and really teaching is really way down the list. Because if parents stood, if teachers and government workers stood for principle and the rule of law, none of this would be happening. Next, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, was never absolute. That was, I already quoted Joe Biden on that. Can you imagine that? Saying that on Memorial Day weekend? Think about that. We could talk about this for an hour. This man, never mind is he a puppet, but he doesn't even even think all the people he insulted, the millions of Americans he insulted who fought, bled, and died for this country, saying that the Second Amendment and the Constitution was never absolute. Can you imagine that? Saying that on Memorial Day? Wow. Next, U.S. Air Force Base hosts drag queen story time. I think there was enough people complaining that they repealed that, but just think about that. What your taxpayer dollars are paying for. Next, I mean, they are literally destroying our country and our military. And look, we better all stand up for principle and the rule of law, or else it's all gone. Next, science teachers go full libtard. And by the way, I am reading the title of the articles and not injecting words. Ordering students to stop using oppressive words like mother and father. Next, publicly funded drag queen story hour expands to New York City middle schools, and performers are teaching children to put on drag and makeup. You can't make this up. I couldn't. Look, if I was a Twilight Zone writer or some type of writer for a sitcom for comedy, I couldn't make this stuff up. Next, Biden education secretary says biological males should be allowed to compete in female sports. Next, teacher doesn't know what sex she is in. I saw the video. It's on citizenfreepress.com. If you don't believe me, go watch it. Okay, I'm looking at time, folks. I'm switching gears again. I'm going to more warp speed here. I'm going to go into healthcare before I go into general news. I hope we're waking you up. I know this sounds like a Twilight Zone episode. I know this sounds like a science fiction movie, but this is America and the world today. Next, if CDC mandates smallpox vaccine for monkeypox pandemic, expect serious side effects, including breathing difficulty and death. Look, we've talked about this too for almost 2 years. We talked, Karen Kingston, there's so many physicians who talk about how the monkeypox is a cover up for VAIDS. It's not just psychological terrorism. It's creating ADE enhancement, which is antibody dependent enhancement. I don't give any opinions. When I give science, when I give medical information, it's all published in the public domain from physicians, researchers, and scientists. I do not give personal opinion. So when they talk about VAIDS, which is vaccine-induced, these diseases, you know, basically ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement. Basically, what it means is a immune system collapse. And people like Karen Kingston talks about HIV insertions. Everybody's talking about vaccinants, people who've been vaxxed. Everybody's talking about pneumonia and aggressive herpetic shingles and chimerically gain-of-function bioweapon spike protein. Everybody who has any credibility by the tens of thousands is talking about this. It's out. It's proven. We'll be right back, folks.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich is with us. Rich, back to you.
I thank you, sir. Folks, what we need to do is really realize that we're being killed with indifference, apathy, and ignorance. This is a recipe so the powers that be can induce fear, reaction, emotional behaviors. We need to really do reading, research, and verify. Don't believe a word we say. We need to park our ego. We need to admit that we were wrong about all this propaganda, the election fraud, the jab, the climate change. Do you know there was a banking executive recently suspended for talking climate truth, which we've given thousands of examples over the years? They bring in, this is part of the agenda, more climate doom porn stories, higher prices go up, more supply chain disruptions. It's all part of the consolidation of power, money, and control. You know, science, even the World Health Organization and WEF, the World Executive Forum, whatever the heck they're called, they even talk at their meetings, science is about power. It has nothing to do with science. It's about political science. Again, consolidating power, money, and control. Okay, I got to stop going off into tangents. I'm going to go back into healthcare, folks. Executive Director of Oxfam tells audience at the World Economic Forum that COVID has been one of the most profitable products ever. I want you to wrap your head around this, people. This is all a plan designed for a takeover. Next, government data proves that people fully vaccinated for COVID are developing AIDS, which is part of why you're being distracted. Look, we've given thousands of examples of the distractions, the dumbing down, and the divide and conquer strategies. And now no one's doing their job, which brings in corruption. When the certain official authorities don't do their job, that's when corruption not just waltzes in, but pours in uncontrollably. Next, have much in the way of duration, and they're not good at infection blocking. You know who that's a quote from? It's on video. I saw it. Bill Gates. Bill Gates. And why does Bill Gates even have credibility? He's not a doctor. Oh, that's right. He's part of the powers that be, and he's a proponent of depopulation publicly. So you need to do what he says, especially taking the jab, folks. Think about that. Think about what I just said. Next, Bill Gates, next pandemic likely to be caused by climate change. This is all part of the agenda. It's to eliminate freedoms and liberties. It's to eliminate life and survival. Next, monkeypox outbreak was actually predicted in a 2021 report from companies that received financial support from who? Bill and Melinda Gates. Please connect these dots, folks. You know, none of us, I don't believe this audience is dumb. This is so obvious. It's blatant. I mean, it's like, just like the, that one conversation I had, I mentioned this a couple times on the air over time. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's on, I'm not going to mention a name. He's a talk radio host, and he says that the government is so corrupt right now that if you're from a certain group, you can literally rape a little girl on the White House lawn and nothing will happen to you. That's where we are as a society because no one's doing their job. Next, U.S. medical company sues Chinese manufacturer over 100,000 defective COVID tests with false positive results. Look, you talk to listen to Dr. Jane Ruby. There's tons of physicians out there and doctors who literally says there's never been one, including the PCR test, including these antibody tests, that are valid for detecting COVID. Next, CDC panel recommends monkeypox vaccine for lab workers, public health responders, and healthcare workers. Now, what if this so-called new vaccine is more sophisticated with transmission and making people sick with the transmission of spike proteins through the mRNA virus? And look, and public health responders, healthcare workers, who are they going to infect? We the people. Next, president of European pharma giant charged for falsifying COVID vaccination record and purchasing fake vaccine passport. Even the CEOs, the head people, executives of big pharma realize that this is poison and they're falsifying COVID vaccine records. We'll be right back, everybody.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Canada's government introduced legislation Monday to implement a national freeze on the sale and purchase of handguns and also ban some toys that look like guns. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters the new measures were needed as gun violence was increasing. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced European Union leaders agreed Monday to block most Russian oil imports due to the invasion of Ukraine. The 27 EU member countries effectively will cut around 90% of oil imports from Russia by the end of the year. A verdict is expected as early as today in the case brought by special counsel against Michael Sussman, a lawyer with ties to Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. The case is John Durham's first to go to trial since he was appointed 3 years ago to find out the dirty players in the Trump-Russia investigation. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
With the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, officials are considering knocking the school to the ground and rebuilding it.
Texas Democratic State Senator Roland Gutierrez, who represents Uvalde, says federal funds may be provided to raise and rebuild the elementary school where 19 children and two teachers were killed in a mass shooting. Gutierrez saying President Biden suggested the idea of using federal grants to build a new school and pay for the long-term health care needs of the community. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Primary early voting is taking place today in South Carolina under new voting laws in the Palmetto State. Republican representative from South Carolina Nancy Mace on Fox News talks about the needs of South Carolinians.
And it means that Republicans need to show independence, that our message and our policies and our values are what are going to lead our country out of the mess that Joe Biden has created, because he has been on the wrong side of every single issue. And today marks the first day we have a new law, new voting laws in the state of South Carolina that Governor Henry McMaster signed into law. And you can vote early for the over the course of the next 2 weeks. And I will tell you, South Carolinian families are worried about inflation. They're worried about the price of groceries and food when they go to the store. They're worried about gas prices, and they're worried about the southern border.
NASCAR racing is in Madison, Illinois this weekend. Madison is a suburb of St. Louis. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, gas prices. In Burt's neck of the woods, $5.99, that's $6 a gallon, to $6.70 a gallon right now for regular. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about all that if I get to it. All right, folks, I'm going to finish up healthcare here, and then I'm going to go to general news, and I'm probably going to do it a rapid fire. Triple vaccinated children, 303 times more likely to die of COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. See, it doesn't matter what you die from, because you're immune system is being destroyed. It's been proven. We've given hundreds of these articles. Moderna's CEO says we're throwing away 30 million vaccine doses because nobody else wants them. Well, if they're listening to the independent media, who's dumb enough to really want them? Really? Next, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla fantasizes at World Economic Forum in 2018 about feeding people Wi-Fi microchip drugs. It's about surveillance. It's about tracking. It's about tracing. It's about control. People, control, takedown, and takeover. This is the mode that the powers that be are in right now. CNN now publicly asking whether mRNA injections have caused the current COVID wave. The independent media has been saying this for almost 2 flipping years, people. What they're doing is setting the stage, in case of a Nuremberg 2 trial, it's setting the stage for plausible deniability for themselves. Why? Don't listen to the mainstream media. It's propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, and gaslighting. We've given so many of these examples. Too many people have been played. Next, nearly 1.3 adverse events linked to COVID-19 vaccines revealed VAERS reports. 1.3 million adverse events, people. And this is VAERS, that as per the Harvard study has been proven to only report about 1% of adverse events. Next, Fauci, and this is confirmed, Fauci was funding research into potential monkeypox cures before the viral disease global outbreak. People, we need to connect the dots. It's so obvious how planned, how designed all of this is regarding the agenda and objectives of takeover. Next, California legislatures are trying to criminalize doctors who treat COVID patients with anything other than remdesivir, ventilators, and injection shots. Come on, people. Why is anybody still in California, or any blue state for that matter? And that's why there's been such a mass exodus. And that's why the powers that be are raising interest rates, because they want to halt the migration. Next, 26-year-old graduate died from blood clots on his brain less than 2 weeks after receiving the COVID shot. And the staff said they reassured this poor person, 26 years old, that everything was safe and there was no risks. This is really sad, people. Really sad. And why is the military having food rations right now? Just out of curiosity. Okay, I'm going to move into general news here, and I'm going to go as quickly as I can. 50% of millennials think they only need $300,000 to retire. Okay, I can't leave that one alone. I mean, no one can leave that one alone, right? We're talking, forget about the word retirement. Start using the word survival. And it's all going to depend on the purchasing power of the dollar. It's going to depend on your debt load. It's going to depend on how self-sufficient you are, what your skill sets are, what your health is. Are you an owner? Are you a renter? There's so many other criteria involved in this equation. Okay, moving on. I'm going to try not to go off into too many tangents. World Health Organization pandemic treaty is tied to global digital passport and ID system. Remember when we used to say all these objectives? Over a year ago, and we were all called conspiracy theorists or controversial racist, bigots, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, conspiracy theorists. Remember that? Well, not so much anymore, right? No, because we talk in truth and facts. Individual carbon footprint tracker pushed by China's Alibaba at World Economic Forum. Where have you heard that before? Oh, the independent media. Next, Disney Gay Pride Collection clothing made in anti-LGBTQ China. Because our enemies want to take us down. You remember the articles that we've mentioned about demoralizing and making sick and even killing our military? Now they're doing food shortages with our military. They're lowering the bars of standards and expectation at every level in our military. And we've given articles where China is talking about attacking through the western part of the United States. Remember, look, I am paraphrasing articles published in the public domain that we've given. Okay, I got to move on here. YouTube CEO at World Economic Forum, there will always be, there's a quote, there will always be work that we have to do to censor misinformation. And you've heard me talk about that buzzword many times. Next, CNN, if you are losing sleep, it's due to global warming. All they do is repeat the same words and terms to sell a narrative to you, folks. You got to get out of your hypnosis. It's real. MK Ultra, mass formation psychosis, all this is real. Alinsky, Cloward and Piven, Frankfurt School, Marx, Communist Manifesto, it's all real. If you read even a little bit of it, you would see how the powers that be are pushing us towards this. Next, Biden plots truth ministry return. Next, Democrat candidate tells drug addicts to break into empty houses and live there. So if you're a Democrat and you're running for office, all you've got to do is tell drug addicts to go and empty houses because somebody might have a second or third home. No big deal. That's what they're pushing, folks. Congratulations. Next, FBI spied on 3.3 million Americans with no warrants. That is, again, illegal, against our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Next, one of the largest egg factories in the U.S. has been torched in the middle of the night amid outbreak of fires in food processing facilities across the nation. All published in the public domain. In the U.K., fresh meat, dog food, and savory snacks cost soar for the average family. Next, farmers continue to face rapidly increasing costs for feed and fertilizer and fuel. This is all by design, folks. We've proven it. There's so much evidence that this is a fact. Next, why is gas so expensive? And it's going to stay that way. And it's not the Ukraine war. This is by design. We've given thousands of these examples. Next, Goldman Sachs to Joe Biden. Import workers to cut wages by $100 billion. So our biggest banks, our most corrupt institutions, the too big to fail and too big to jail, want us to import more workers so Americans don't have jobs. Yeah, that's nice. Next, World Economic Forum, climate Nazis, plans to track you. Gosh, where have we heard that before? Next, no cash or cards allowed. Major supermarkets are set to accept only biometric payment. Are you waking up, America? Next, Rockefeller Foundation says 6 months to remain before a massive immediate food crisis. Well, tomorrow's June 1st. What's 6 months? Middle of winter. Are you listening, people? Documents reveal secret U.S. plans for apocalyptic scenarios when president may activate wartime powers for national security. That's called martial law. They're planning on not having at least legal voting. We're not everything. They're going to stop everything in their tracks. That's why they don't care what these surveys are or what the polls are, because they're planning on putting a stop to everything in America before November. Next, World Economic Forum pushes facial recognition technology. Gosh, when we said all this before, we were conspiracy theorists. Next, ADL caught falsifying statistics to frame white Americans. Next, oh, that's another conspiracy theorist. Oh, if you say that, you got to be a racist or a bigot. Next, Russia accuses Ukraine Red Cross of making a list of children with healthy organs. Did you hear what I just said? I am going to repeat this last article. Russia accuses Ukrainian Red Cross of making lists of children with healthy organs. We've talked about money laundering. We've talked about bioweapon factories. We've talked about all this stuff. Why do you think this Russia-Ukraine war, compared to all the other ones, are getting so much publicity, so much money, so much capital resource enforcement? Because the powers that be have to hide their crimes. And you can't use words like evil. You can't use words like demonic. These words are not strong enough with what's happening around the world, funded by the U.S. elites. No, funded by us, the taxpayers. This is what happens when you print money to launder money to pay people off. Okay, I got to move on. Biden plans to cancel $10,000 in student debt per borrower ahead of the midterms. This is called bribing for votes. That's all it is, folks. And from what I'm reading, it's going to be more applicable to government workers, people who get paid a higher amount, higher benefits, get retirement, basically have 100% job security, or 99.9%, because he can't get fired. The attrition rate is non-existent in government compared to the private sector. This is what, I mean, everything is bribes and blackmail. So you talked about Vince running for president. The reason why we'd never get too far is because they would set us up. Just like President Trump, he's a Russian spy. being rapist. That's what they do. And there's so many useful idiots that don't do their reading and research to verify. They just go along with the narrative. They're like parrots because people have lost the ability, too many people have lost the ability to think. Next, U.S. saving rate crashes to lowest since Lehman and the Fed's favorite inflation signal near 40-year highs. You look at other Western nations like Germany, I'm reading 60-year highs for inflation. This is all by design. So when you talk about retiring, folks, eliminate that word from your repertoire. It's not in the dictionary anymore. Take it out. Replace it with the word survival, because everything is in jeopardy. Are we going to continue monetizing debt? What's the purchasing power of the dollar? Is the dollar going to retain its world reserve currency status, which will eliminate purchasing power of 40% overnight? What about the debt? When I say debt, I mean household debt, individual debt, government debt, all money printing. How self-sufficient are the American people? Have we gone back to the 19th century skills like we talk about in USA Prepares all the time? We need to. I'm not saying we need to eliminate technology, but technology is more for surveillance, tracking, tracing, and editing humans. We got to look at what our health is like. We got to look at, are we an owner or a renter? Okay, few last articles here. New York City subway ad calls heroin addiction empowering. Can't make that stuff up. Republican Quigley, or Rep. Quigley, we should treat gun violence as public health issue. That's because everything's under the World Economic Forum, the WHO, and the UN. They want to centralize all power and control. We'll put it back.
Tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you wanted to know if people are waking up. Well, I've got some good news. I received this email this morning during class. And it's because I mentioned that I would be willing to share the list of things to purchase before it's on the website because I think it's so important. Here's the email I received. Hey, Vincent. Al in North Florida. Can you please email me the things to buy now list? I was also able to buy the Delvac, which is diesel engine oil, on sale at Sam's, thanks to Kathy in Ohio's tip. I'll be in school active shooter training with the sheriff's office as part of the teaching job the next 3 weeks. But I'd love to share some of the information when the class is complete. Thanks for all you do, Al. Al, thank you for that. And if you're interested in that list, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com, instructor@usapreparers.com. I will combine all of your requests into one mass mailing, probably in a day or so, and I'll send you that list. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. Look, if we could, we give hours and hours and hours of suggestions, of ideas and solutions. You know, we talk about ideas and solution conferences, self-sufficiency preparedness schools, which includes the homeschool database. You know, a database on commerce for people who can be trusted in business and have skill sets. We talked about, exposing hypocrisies and double standards, citizen review boards, public forums. Especially we need to get wealthy people who have private venues to sponsor these meetings. We need small business alliances so we can share costs and liabilities. We need think tanks for reading, research, and verification. We need to act like citizens who expect the government to work for us and not the other way around. And this is why these uncomfortable conversations should not just be listened to by the people who deliver them on independent media, but it should be done on a regular basis throughout our day. You know, I'm going to mention, during the commercials, as you know, Vince, I just omit so many articles because I realize how much time I have. But I want to mention two more articles, and I'm going to give you the microphone here. Canada is staying closed forever. To my knowledge, Canada might be the only country in the world that are holding their people hostage from economic commerce. In other words, if you don't have proof of vaccination, you can't go to Canada or leave Canada. I want you to wrap your head around that. And Trudeau has just announced total dictatorship tyranny with new gun laws just in the last day. This is, I mean, it's a shame what has happened to our brothers and sisters in Canada. They have really gone full 100% Nazi, and not the people, the leadership. No one is doing their job, except, you know, governors like DeSantis, and even Gianforte here in Montana is doing a pretty good job. I mean, Gianforte has done a lot better job than our last two or three governors put together. And Montana just banned transgenders from changing their birth certificates even after surgery. So if we lose common sense, if we lose logic, if we're afraid to be called a name, if, if people only care about their paycheck, their benefit package, and their pension, especially government workers, especially big people who work for big corporations, then America's done. We have to remember the people who sacrificed their lives, the combat soldiers who died for us, for our freedoms, for our liberty. And then you get Joe Biden, an installed resident, literally on Memorial Day telling the people who and their families who sacrificed for us that the Constitution and the Second Amendment is not absolute. This is about as disgusting a speech or a line than most people have ever heard in their lifetime. Vince, I'm going to give you the microphone for the last few seconds. I want to thank you again for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right. And this is, I don't even look at this as my time. I look at this as the people's time. So they can get information, wake up, and do something about it, especially at least talk about it. Vince, thank you.
You mentioned the resident, and the resident said, quote, "You couldn't buy a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. You couldn't go out and purchase a lot of weapons," end quote. Absolutely not true. You could go out and buy it. You could go out and buy a cannon. No question about it. He also said, quote, "They said a .22 caliber bullet would lodge in the lung and we could probably get it out. Maybe able to get it and save a life," Biden said. "A 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body," end quote. No, it doesn't. It doesn't blow the lung out of the body. By the way, the Secret Service uses 9mm.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.